Becomes more natural for you to call them back.
Yeah.
When you used to get flour ground at the mill and you bring it home, where would you put it in your kitchen?
We had a flour box.
You remember anybody had a flour barrel?
No, I never saw a flour barrel. We had it. My folks had a big box. It was up, and then my mother would just open the end of it and draw out from the end where she could reach in and pull it to the end and take it out, or open the lid. And if it got nearly all, she'd open the lid and get it.
What did you call the thing that she would carry the clothes in from the washing machine out to the line?
Clothes basket.
Suppose you bought a lot of nails at one time, what would you call the wooden thing to get them in? If you're building a house or something, you bought a bunch of nails and they'd come with a wooden...
Keg.
What do folks call the old kind of musical instrument?
Mouth harp.
How about, what do you call these things that hold the staves of a barrel together and boys like to roll them around?
Hoops.
How about on a wagon, when you hitch two horses in front of it, there'd be a wooden thing that'd go up between the horses?
Tongue.
And one horse in the buggy, there'd be two...
Fields.
And how about behind each horse, there'd be something that its traces would fasten onto, made out of wood?
Single tree.
And behind each single tree, there'd be a... Well, behind two single trees, there'd be something that they'd fasten onto.
Double tree. But I forget some of those things.
Suppose a man went down the road with the wagon and some wood on the wagon, you say he was doing what? Say he's carting wood, or he's teaming wood, or just plain hauling wood?
I don't think chance of harvesting and hauling wood.
Yeah.
Unless you mean he's taking it to town. Say going to town with wood.
No, I just wanted to get the hauling part. You see, down south they'd say he's carting wood, and up in New England they'd say he's drawing wood. They don't say hauling in other places. Yeah. See, it varies in different parts of the country, and I'm just trying to find out what northern Indiana was like 50 years ago. How about the thing the farmer uses to turn the ground over in the spring?
Plow.
And how about the ditches that are left behind the plow then?
Furrow.
And the thing he smooths the ground over with after the
harrow?
And suppose he wants to get some stones off the field and it's too wet to get in with the wagon.
Mud boat.
What did you call the thing that when you were boys you'd be down the hill on the snow on?
Sled?
Yeah. You have any special kinds that you'd make?
No. I never had any, and my children never had any.
Do you remember what they said a boy did if he got at the top of a hill with his sled and he ran and jumped and landed on his stomach from the sled? You hear him talk of a belly buster or a leg flop?
No.
Remember?
I never heard of that.
Suppose you're...
Maybe I wasn't enough of a boy.
Suppose you're sawing up stove wood. What do you call the things that you keep it up off the ground with when you saw it?
You mean pry it up?
No, you set the wood up on these things and then saw it. They're sort of cross pieces at each end. You know what I mean?
Well, we used to block it up.
Never heard of talk of saw box or saw horses or anything like that?
Yes, I've heard of those, but I didn't think of that right now. It's